Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. It's Friday, so we're going to try to keep this brief so all you guys can stay inside and watch Netflix.
Yeah,
I might eat
my lunch in the backyard today. That's the extent of what I'm doing after.
Oh, that's nice. I might do the same thing.
It's such a pleasant day.
Yeah,
speaking of things being pleasant, apparently things aren't pleasant right now between Fox, USA, WB over this new wild card type rule they got now. There's a beef going on. Tom Colohue over at SportsKita has some info on this tension between Fox and USA with this brand-to-brand invitation thing WWE just kind of implemented on Monday. They never had like a formal announcement. Drew just mentioned it, right?
Yeah. Drew just sort of mentioned it.
Yeah, that's weird. Colohue is reporting that, quote, this current incarnation of the wild card rule is a subject of strenuous debate between the USA and Fox networks and the WWE itself. The USA network have been quietly encouraging a return of the wild card rule since it was wrapped up, feeling that it limits their access to major superstars across the brands. It's kind of the point of a brand split. Tom continues, quote, members of the Fox team, while eager to see further drafts in the future, are apparently disappointed with the return of the wild card rule given that SmackDown ratings are yet to see a major hit during the current pandemic situation. There are concerns over the advertising that a wild card rule gives the USA network, particularly given that Fox were known to be unhappy with their final roster immediately after the draft took place in October.
Yeah, so before we continue, let me just say USA has zero reason to be upset about anybody on their roster. They made out like bandits, like crazy with the whole draft, man. I'm sorry, but US Raw made out big time.
Yeah, it really did.
Mr. Colohue is also reporting that WWE needs some flexibility, though, so what they want out of this is very different from what USA and Fox want. They're looking to deal with the fact they have a lot less wrestlers now. Some of that is entirely on themselves when it comes to people they've chosen to release, but there are some wrestlers who have obviously chosen not to work at the moment.
More than later.
So they need to do quite a bit with a small amount of people. They want to expand that pool and get a potential ratings boost by doing that. That's what they're hoping for, at least. Dude, it doesn't matter who they have. The creative is crap, and they've been dealing with the empty arena era like it's some obligation, which, I mean, it is. They have to run TV, but, like, they're not really utilizing what they have. I thought NXT this past week was actually one of the best shows of the empty arena era because they did so many other things. They had the Garganos at their home. Mm-hmm. They had Rhea Ripley outside her home. Mm-hmm. They did a lot of different things. And I know Raw tried that kind of this past week, but Street Profits in the War Raiders playing basketball, that ain't going to get it done.
No, it's
That's not what you do.
And I mean, you can take things outside the performance center, but doing stuff like that highlights the creative deficiencies with the product right now.
True,
because while they took it outside the performance center, from a creative standpoint, it wasn't very good.
It was just cringy, man. It's just, and it doesn't work. Like, they don't do comedy very well often. And it's, you know, the, I don't know. I think there's any number of ways that they could. I'm still flabbergasted that AEW had like 100 people in there at Daly's Place. Seems and like WWE still WWE's still sitting there cheesy little performance center.
This would be some sort of philosophical thing where, like, if we can't have a full house, then we're not going to bother. That's
I think you're right. Because but that's so wrong-headed.
That it makes WWE look small. Unless if there's any fans in there, it's got to be a full house, or you know, the perception of full house, what they could show on camera.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why bother?
Like promo stuff. I mean, I don't know. I could do a whole video on this stuff, but like, you know, whenever they have, and look, they have two of the most. When they have like that thing where like Drew and Zelina get on the mic and they start talking to each other.
Great.
No, it isn't. Drew is charismatic as all get out, right? Zelina is too.
Yeah.
And it still just feels empty. It still just feels like nobody reacts. It's just, it looks like community theater rehearsals. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Well, I think it's just basically every promo thing in the performance center looks that way. I think their actual interactions are pretty good.
Yeah, but you need to film in a different way in a different place.
It's the presentation, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. They're good, but the way they present it is just, it's the worst possible.
Yeah, that's been the case with the Performance Center stuff from the get-go, is that it seems like rehearsals from a community theater. Colihue is also reporting that some at USA are, quote, unhappy with the limited use of the 24/7 title that they themselves helmed the creation of. Now that is both single branded and in the possession of someone who's not on TV and could possibly not be making a return at all. Why do they have so much hope in this 24/7 title?
What single idiot executive at USA gives a crap about the 24/7 title?
You know where the 24/7 title is really successful? On YouTube.
Right. That's
all the clips there would do really well.
Nobody cares about this thing. Nobody cares about it.
No.
And they're not going to. It's a comedy title.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
It's like your boat sinking and you're worried about the name on the masthead or something, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, you're worried about the paint job.
Yeah.
Man.
It's like, if this boat's going down, can we at least make it look as good as it possibly can?
Right. Like, dude, it's the substance. It's the creative. You can get any roster. Paul Heyman did it back in 2000 and whatever, 6 or whatever with the SmackDown 6. He didn't have the flashiest roster, but what he had, he made work because of the creative.
Yep.
And it's not there. You need to rethink about what you're doing, man. At least with NXT, like they're doing this takeover in your house thing. And I know it's going to be on the network, but it's like they're trying to do stuff. They're out and about. They're going outside the
performance.
Well,
they're not running away from what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah,
like
exactly.
By and large, main roster is.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
want
to mention it. They don't want to reference it basically at all. They have, I think, on a couple occasions, but by and large, we're not going to reference anything that's going on in the outside world. Not that NXT has a ton, but I feel like they're doing it a bit more so than main roster has.
Like, dude, you have this stuff with like, you know, let's do a moment of bliss in the middle of an empty ring in an empty venue. It doesn't work. It's so cringy. It's like, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's bad.
It is bad. It is bad. It is bad.
Anyways, let's talk about this next thing. Money in the Bank, of course, was last weekend. It was a blast. But of course, now we're getting word that Becky Lynch's pregnancy, Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch's pregnancy, I guess we should say, did in fact change the outcome of that particular match. And this week's Wrestling Observer newsletter, Dave Meltzer, has some info on what WWE had in mind for the women's division prior to Becky's pregnancy. He says, the actual original booking plan was for Lynch to wrestle Nia Jax in a singles match at the Money in the Bank pay-per-view and to retain the title. Baszler was originally booked to win Money in the Bank and be Lynch's main rival for the title. That's interesting stuff. I imagine then they would have had Becky Lynch versus Nia Jax towards the... Wait a second.
What?
I wonder how far back that goes.
That would have gone back at least till mid-April. That's what made
it big. They filmed it April 15th.
Yeah.
So I guess going back a ways, that was the original plan. Okay. Heading into it, because Nia Jax just wouldn't have been in the match. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of what I figured was going to be the case in the first
place. That's why we both picked Shayna to win.
Yeah.
Yay for us. More from the newsletter about Rey Mysterio's contract situation. According to Dave, Rey's contract is about up.
Mm.
At least as of a week ago, hasn't signed, so it may explain why Seth tried to ram his face into the ring step eye first. Meltzer says, quote, I don't expect him to leave. but it's not a lock that he won't. One of the key things to him is the future of his son. There is the idea not to do anything to upset WWE because it could negatively affect his son's career. I think Dominic, isn't he trained at the Performance Center?
Walter's doing great. He's the NXT UK champion right now. That's true. Can't wrestle, but...
That's true. So, I mean, like, Dominic's doing great for himself. Ray can go explore potentially greener pastures if that's the case.
Walter can take on Finn Balor when this is all said and done?
Yeah, man.
It's all fine.
You know, and Walter can have his run in NXT UK. Mm-hmm. Contract's up. He can go to AEW, and there they can have their father versus son match. See, it all works
perfect.
Out.
Perfect.
It all works out. Meltzer mentions that his contract's for huge money, which is not something they're really doing these days anymore as far as re-signing people, much less giving them raises, and concluded by saying, quote, the Rollins thing, when Rollins took out his eyes, either to give him an angle with Rollins if he stays, or it's following the Matt Hardy playbook if he leaves.
Mm.
So, I don't know. His original deal was for 18 months, I believe, and he had to opt out after a year, memory serves.
Okay.
So, you know, it'd be interesting if he went to AEW. It'd be pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Went to New Japan once they start running shows again. That mm-hmm. would be awesome.
Yeah.
But you just never know. I mean, he's been involved in stuff in WWE. He's been U.S. champion, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as if he had one title shot. He's been involved. He had a great series of matches with Andrade. He had a star of the caliber of Rey Mysterio. You'd think you could use that name value for potentially more, but it's not like he's been necessarily underutilized.
No, I'll be honest with you. Me personally, I think he's been utilized perfectly. Like, he's always the kind of guy. He's, to me, kind of reminds me of like Samoa Joe Lashley a little bit. Like, you always think that maybe he could be like, it wouldn't shock me if they made him a number one contender.
Mm-hmm.
And it even wouldn't shock me. I still say that when him and Dominic took on Brock Lesnar, that should have been a moment where they put that belt on Mysterio for like a day or something. You know what I mean? Like, that crowd wanted it so bad. And you would have made a... Potentially, you could have done a lot more with Dominic at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I know he's still in developmental and everything. But, I don't know. He had that big high-profile match with Brock. I thought that was... That's a pretty decent ceiling right there. You get the crowd...
Oh,
you know,
that's not bad. Especially, you know, if he's only guaranteed to be there for about a year. But, again, you know, you have a name like Rey Mysterio, who's a legend in this industry. I'm not saying push him to the top immediately. But, you know, they could have give him a run with the WWE title when it was on SmackDown or something.
I do think, though, that if there was to be an exception for guys that they're going to throw more money at, he might be the one, because
he's done the best promo work of his entire career during this WWE.
I really love him. I think he's great these days. And I used to be bored with Rey Mysterio before, like in his last WWE run. I just didn't care. But he's doing terrific work. And just to have Rey Mysterio, number one, I'm sure this guy probably is, like, in terms of licensing and like toys and stuff like that.
Oh, he probably,
I feel like
money,
that's
merch,
something
too.
Yeah. I feel like that's something they could probably get a lot of money, or they probably do get a lot of money out of that.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't shock me if they offered him a raise at all, because mm-hmm. he is a legend, and having him in the WWE does enhance your product quite a bit more. Mm-hmm. Just having his name there. But I guess we'll find out. We'll see.
That's something else we'll find out. When Sami Zayn might be coming back, if it could be anytime soon, but apparently some people might be kind of upset that he's not around. Steve, fill us in, please.
So, again, this is from Wrestling Observer Newsletter, because we subscribe to that, so we're going to get our money's worth. Dave says this: even though nobody can say it publicly for obvious reasons, there's a lot of unhappiness that Sami Zayn exercised the option that they gave everyone regarding not wrestling if you don't want to right now. So, hey, do you want to do this? No, I don't want to wrestle. I'm going to get sick. Okay, well, F you then. It should be noted that I know, Dave knows, of several people in the WWE who are not comfortable at all about working right now, but we're not about to take the WWE up on the offer for job security reasons. And this is before all the firings.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah, Sami Zayn doesn't seem to care. He had a picture of him. And that, you know, that's funny, because that picture of him on his porch, it did come off as slightly defiant.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was like, I'm not going to mess around with this. I'm here loving life on my porch.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I mean, if they put the offer out there, you know, so tell people, hey, you don't have to work given what's going on in the world. Like, if you're gonna put that out there, then don't get mad at people when they take you up on the offer.
Just transparency. Seriously. Don't put the offer out there. You know, say hey, listen, here's the deal. The people that stick around, y'all are gonna get pushes. The people who don't, that's on you. End of story.
I mean, it's better than telling. I guess that is better than telling them, hey, you won't be punished for not showing up, given what's going on. And then Sammy doesn't show up. Apparently, people aren't happy with him. I guess unhappiness isn't the same as like losing a push or getting genuine heat. I guess people might just look at Sammy's like, hey, you're an Intercontinental champion. I don't know if he lives in Florida or something like that. I don't know. People, especially people like Vince, who thinks the illness is an annoyance to be overcome, might view Sammy doing this and be like, what's the huge deal, Sammy? You know, versus a sane, sensible person thinking, oh, Sammy is exercising the right that WWE presented to him to protect himself and potentially his family. Hats off to Sami Zayn for looking out for his own health. Instead of Vince being like, oh, Vince is just annoyed by everything right now, it seems like.
I'll offer up this little bit of speculation here.
All right.
Sami Zayn, if not mistaken, won the Intercontinental Championship during the Empty Arena era.
Yeah.
Maybe that has something to do with it, man. Maybe it's, oh, you were in, we put the title on you, we were in the middle of like this artist collective. They were doing things with the artist collective for once, mm-hmm. and as soon as they started doing something with them, he left. Maybe it was more a matter of, hey, man, you said you were good, you said you were in, and then you decided to leave because all of a sudden you didn't want to do that. Maybe that has something to do with it. It's like, dude, we just started doing this stuff and now you leave. Maybe that has something to do with it. And that, if that's the case, I kind of understand. It's like, hey, we've got this thing going on. Is everybody aware of what's happening? You are? Okay. People who don't want to participate, no harm, no foul. People who do, welcome. And then when they do, and then they decide to leave. Okay, well, we thought we had our roster. We thought we had our guys.
People might enter into a situation thinking they are comfortable, and after doing it a few times, realize not really into it. You know,
I mean, I get it. I don't put any blame on them if that's the case, but I understand why there would be some. It's like, hey, we opened it up. We thought that you guys were good, and then now you're moving the pieces even more. Mm-hmm. You know, I would understand that.
No, I understand the WWE's potential unhappiness if that were the case. At the same time, though, if you present the opportunity to talent, you know, show up if you feel comfortable. If not, then it's fine. That shouldn't be like a one-time offer, you know?
Like, I don't know, declare,
and then you're locked in, you know, but then, you know, circumstances change.
Yeah.
So who knows? Who knows? There's just not enough information to even know, ascertain what level of unhappiness is apparently maybe being directed towards Sammy in the first place. So,
what we do know is he's not going to be on SmackDown, but there will be a SmackDown, and we have your SmackDown preview.
Yes. First up, Otis to get his Mr. Money in the Bank close-up on Miz TV.
See, again, it's going to be a couple of chairs in the middle of a ring with nobody else there.
They're not going to change the format of Miz TV. No, they're not going to do that.
Like, it's going to be just crickets, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, Triple H even jokes about crickets during his 25th anniversary thing. Next, NXT Women's Champion Charlotte Flair makes her triumphant return to SmackDown.
Brand to brand invitation.
If there's one person who should be on all three brands, it's not Charlotte. So,
finally, Intercontinental title declared vacant. Tournament to begin on SmackDown this Friday. New champion will be declared in short order after tournament.
It's going to be an Intercontinental Champion, King Corbin.
Yeah, it is. 100%. Sammy's out. Corbin's in.
Yeah. Anyways, that's it for News Brief. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. We'll be back tonight with our SmackDown review live at twitch.tv/StephenLarson. Go follow right now. We had a great time with Unsolved Mysteries last night.
Oh, yeah.
There was a horse, Larson. There was a horse.
You mentioned that.
It was very exciting. I've never seen so many people so excited for a horse. Thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
And Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.